Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Jill Barker, Assistant Superintendent. And actually today, I'm the co-host for the report. I have a host with me. You want to introduce yourself?
Thank you, Ms. Barker. My name is Jeff Haney, and I'm the Secondary Supervisor of Schools, and it is an honor to be doing this podcast with you.
I'm so excited, and it's about a subject we talk about every day. Okay, so go ahead, Mr. Haney.
Ms. Barker, ACT keeps coming up for high school kids. What is the ACT?
You know, the ACT is a test, a college entrance exam. Sorry, I had to shut my door. A college entrance exam that most of our colleges or universities require in their admissions process. Some of you may have heard of the SAT, the ACT. They're both nationally recognized standardized tests, and they're, just like I said, a common admission requirement. So they're tests that our students have to take when they're applying for colleges.
Now, I'm old, so we had the SAT. So is it different? Is the ACT a little different than the SAT?
Yeah, I have people. That's a great question. People ask me that all the time. Right now, North Carolina receives a contract, and every several years they renew a contract. Sometimes they go with ACT, sometimes it's SAT. For the past as many years as I can remember, it's been the ACT, but I know when I was in high school, we took the SAT. They're not very different. They do have different attributes. The ACT has a totally separate science section, for example. They have different time limits into different areas. And a lot of our students actually, Mr. Haney, they choose to take both. Colleges and universities don't seem to have a preference. They'll take one or the other, or they'll look at both. And my experience with high school kids, and you've been a high school principal too, is that they usually do fairly comparable between the two. You don't have a real increased score in one than the other.
Now, as I remember, and since I'm in charge of this, we test all juniors with the ACT. So all of our high school juniors take the ACT, and their scores are figured into our accountability model. Is that correct?
They are. North Carolina actually pays for every high school junior to take the ACT. And this is about a $60, $70 score. That's how much it costs, depending on if you take the writing or not. So that is a good thing that our state does. They provide that free of charge. And a lot of people out there, I don't want you to think that we're talking about ACT because it's another standardized test. I used to tell my elementary kids, the EOGs are something they, need to do. But the only test that they take that really is going to matter to their future is going to be the ACT. The EOGs and the EOCs are important, but the ACT is something we really want our kids to do their very, very best on.
So on the ACT, what is on that? What they've got sections. What are the sections in there?
Okay, so the ACT has four sections. It has an English section, a math section, a reading section, and a science section. Also has a writing section. We have our kids do the writing piece, the portion, but it's not figured into our accountability model. Some schools will require the writing as part of the admission process, and other schools don't.
So they score it. The score is like numbers that up to, what do they score up to?
Okay, so the highest score you can get on the ACT is a 36. And
36.
I've seen some of our students get scores really close to that. The national average is around 21.
Okay.
And the North Carolina proficiency, what they set the proficiency is their average is 17.
So North Carolina says 17, but will a 17 get me into some of those upper-tier colleges?
A 17 will not get you into an upper-tier colleges.
Okay.
So, we can talk about university and colleges in North Carolina, and most of our high schools have these posted, what their average scores are, and you can go online and see. So don't quote me on this, but a North Carolina UNC Chapel Hill school is probably going to require anywhere from their average score may be a 26 or 27,
okay. And
that's an average score. So you have some lower, some higher. Western Carolina, might be more like a 24.
Okay.
Now, those are, again,
I can find out through my guidance counselor.
Oh, yeah, you can find out. And, again, our colleges are really good about communicating this with kids, and that's pretty open. They're pretty open about what their average scores are to get in.
One of the things I wonder about with a test always, not just the score, but how long would it take me to take this test? What's my limit on this test?
Well, the test is about a three-hour-long test. So it is, and it, when we get the EOGs and ESCs that our kids have been taking this week, a lot of times they have a lot of extra time. Our state builds in some time, extra time for them. It changes with the ACT. That's why it's so important that we prepare our students. And 3 hours may seem like a long time, but like the math section, there are 60 questions and you have 60 minutes. So the students have to really know how to get through those math quickly and have some strategies to be successful on that.
And I noticed, we just got through testing, or we're in the middle of testing, actually. We're doing a lot of online testing now at our high schools and our middle schools. Do we have an online option for the ACT?
We have. When I was a principal at Pisgah last year, we actually gave it online for the first time. And I know Pisgah and Tuscola both gave it online this year. Both of them have seen a slight increase in their scores. And we don't think it's all because they took it online, because we've done a lot of other things. But we can give it online. If you take it through and you register nationally through ACT to take that test, it'll be paper and pencil.
Okay.
And so we're still debating what we think is best for kids. But right now we've chosen to go the online route.
And you know, one of the things I'd want to know is, as a kid, let's say I score low on it, how many times can I take the test? How many times can the ACT, can I sit down and try to help my score?
That's the coolest thing, I think, about the ACT, and something I try to tell my own child. EOCs and EOG seem so high stakes to our kids, and that's one thing that's hard on our kids. They get one chance to take it. But the ACT, you can take it multiple times, and if you score high in math on one test and the next time your reading subsection is higher, you can combine those, and it's called super scoring. And some colleges, most of them, universities, will allow you to do that. Some don't. But a lot of them will allow you to super score, and that way it's not, you know, they can take it and work on different sections to try to get the highest score they can in each area.
So if I have a real good math day and get a good score, but my English score is down, I can retake it and count my English score and my score from two different tests.
Absolutely.
Oh,
absolutely.
Wow. That's awesome. So here's the bottom line.
Okay.
Higher scores. What does that really mean to me as a parent? What does that mean?
Well, we talked about how opportunities increase the higher your scores go, depending on what you want to do. You know, you need to kind of figure out what you want to do in your post-secondary life and see kind of what kind of score you need. But I will tell you, scores mean money, and they mean scholarships.
So we've talked about this. You've got a daughter that's going to be in the ninth grade, and you've talked to her about the ACT. So when you talk about money, you're talking about it could get my child more money for scholarships and maybe get them in a different university or college track, maybe their dream college, if they'll work hard and score well with the ACT.
Absolutely, and that's what it's really all about, Mr. You and our kid people. So I just want the audience and the listeners out there to know that we're just truly trying to do some things in our school to help them, not for our accountability model necessarily, but because it's what's best for our students to get their best score.
So you say we're kid people. If we're kid people, we've got 7,000 students in Haywood County. How are we going to prepare these kids for the ACT? What are we doing?
Well, a couple of things we do is in 10th grade, again, the state will pay for our kids to take a pre-ACT for free. And we're doing better. We give this test to our kids. They receive scores. And what our high schools are really turning the corner with is taking that information and using it a lot more before their junior year. So prior to their junior year, when they take it required by the state, they've had some practice with it. And we're doing a better job at taking those and disaggregating that data with our kids early on.
And we've talked about boot camps, but I hear we've got a really good summer opportunity for these kids. What's coming up this summer?
Okay, so we are so excited, Mr. Haney, that we're going to offer for our rising high school kids, our current 8th graders this year. They received a flyer a week ago. We're going to offer an introduction session for them from a company called A-Plus out of Durham, North Carolina, that has worked with, well, our early college, Pisgah, and Tuscola this year and been very well received. On July 16th, they'll be coming to Tuscola High School from 8:30 to 3 o'clock. They're going to have a parent session in the morning, kind of get the parents geared up.
So you're letting the parents come in at 8:30 and meet with these people?
Yes. And so I know parents have a lot of questions out there, you know, going into high school about what this is. And Mr. Haney, you and I both know if you wait until your junior year to get that practice, it's hard. Our kids have jobs. They have extracurricular activities they do, so we just want to try to lay it out there for them. It's open to the first 60 students who register, and so we're currently taking registrations. Please call the central office at 456-2400 to register your current 8th grader for this session. They all received a flyer. Mr. Haney made sure of it, so you double-check.
So July 16th, mark your calendar. If you're an 8th grade student going to the 9th grade, we've got an ACT prep set up for
yes.
you that will help you get ready to get a score on the ACT and help you see what it looks like. Wow, and it how much is it?
$25.
$25.
Thank you to Haywood County Schools Foundation and their board for helping with that cost. That's normally about a $150 cost, and with the support of our school foundation, we've lowered that price.
Come
Thank
on,
you,
come
Haywood
on
County.
And sign up.
Come on out and thank you for listening. Have a great day.